Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
It is the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with your coworkers this AM. Let us dive right in with our number one. A new NCAA transfer. Stop me if you've heard this before. A new NCAA transfer rule will allow all undergraduate athletes to transfer and play immediately if they meet specific. Why is that word not pronounced immediately? Why is it immediately? If they meet if they meet specific academic requirements, as the Division I Council on Wednesday approved emergency legislation announced by the NCAA. Now, it is not official and final. They do not go official and final until the meetings end later today. Then the rule would still need to be formally approved by the NCAA's executive board on Monday. But Heather Denich says that is a formality at this point. The rule would provide immediate eligibility to any athletes who have transferred during the 23-24 academic year, including football players who entered the transfer portal this past Tuesday and are in the portal during the window, which is open now, as long as they are academically eligible and meeting progress towards degree requirements at the new school. So basically, not only do you have to find a new school, but you also have to find a new school that takes your credits. You know who this actually has a adverse impact on? Players at schools like Liberty. Players at smaller schools who are maybe not academically credentialed, that those credits won't transfer to bigger schools.
They'll find a way.
We'll find out.
That's going to be some sort of equivalency test to be taken or something.
That is a strong possibility. And I am curious to see, does this start to, and this is just me being a dork, does this start to move over into the realm of academia? Do schools start looking at transfer students and going, yeah, you know, this kid took these classes, but they took them at an unaccredited university or a university whose credits we don't accept for whatever reason, but we really want them to play here. So we came up with this new test that if you come here and you took whatever study at that old school, we are going to have you take the test for our version of that class. And if you pass it, we'll just give you the credit. I'm interested to see how that plays out.
Work for Bobby Boucher.
Remember that time, Bourbon Dogs?
Okay. The Mud Dogs won the Boyman Bowl. That's it. I'm your daddy. Roboto. Okay, I gotta stop.
Is that what some of your friends like in Louisiana? Is that typecasting? I don't know.
May I plead the fifth? So the legislation will not limit the number of times an athlete can transfer. There are still two transfer windows, and athletes may not transfer mid-year and play for a second school in the same season, but you may now transfer as many times as you like, as long as you have eligibility. The Division I Council meets again today. They will finally finalize their acceptance of this rule. And then on Monday, the NCAA's executive board will meet. They will put the final stamp of approval on this before these rules, these regulations, go into place. We'll see what happens there. Let us go to item number two. Caitlin Clark set all the records, rewrote the college record books for women's college basketball. Caitlin Clark was drafted to the WNBA on Monday night and was drafted to the WNBA in front of a record television audience of nearly 2.5 million people, outpacing the previous record by 2 million people.
Can't prove it's just for her.
Doesn't matter who it was for. She did that.
No, Camilla Carson. I can say it just as well as you can say it.
Then rephrase that just to make the great one happen. Maybe 2.5 million didn't tune in for Caitlin Clark, but they were tuned in when Caitlin Clark was drafted.
There we go. That's accurate.
Okay.
That's very accurate.
However, considering of all women's college basketball games, the most watched five all feature Caitlin Clark, not anybody else.
So people like losers. I mean, that's on them.
Well, I'll tell you what. I hope that I am a loser too, because Caitlin Clark finalized an endorsement deal with Nike yesterday to the tune of 8 figures and a signature shoe.
Rob, you're not a loser. Two-time champ.
Two-time. Shucky ducky, quack, quack. Non-wrestling people are like, what the hell did you just say? All right, Caitlin Clark got
no,
that.
No, wrestling fans are still saying
shucky ducky, quack, quack.
He just decided to make that up. But anyway.
Caitlin Clark getting a fat stack from Nike. She will also be getting her own shoe, so you can add that to.
Did she sign with Ice Cube?
Not yet. She hasn't.
Because all those things, won't she make more money if she signs with him?
Yes, she would. And I'm glad you brought that up, because coming up in just a little while,
Rob would have already signed with it. No, because money.
An 8-figure contract? Bye.
You almost cursed.
Bye, Felicia.
You mouthed the word.
No, I didn't. I said an 8-figure contract.
Everybody saw.
Bye. I love y'all a lot, but I'm gone. And I'll tell you what. I get an $8 million contract. I'm leaving. I'll come back. I'll build the Triumph Stadium myself. All right? Caitlin getting paid. Now, this is also interesting because the salary that Caitlin Clark agreed to with the Indiana Fever dropped, 4-year deal worth $338,000. That is a $76,000 base salary as a rookie. It will move up over the 4 years, but will never reach $100,000 a season. And there's a lot of people out there that are real mad about this because
yeah, all those people, if you want her to get a bigger salary, watch the WNBA. You don't watch it, it doesn't make enough money for them to pay bigger salaries. That's really what it comes down to.
We are going to get to that conversation coming up in just a little while, because we got some interesting text about it already and we haven't even gotten to the segment. So stay tuned for that, because it's coming up very shortly. Item number three, the NBA play-in tournament continued yesterday evening. We had an initial game between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Miami Heat, and boy howdy was it not short on drama. 105-104, the Sixers knock off the Heat. The 76ers are now the 7 seed in the East. They will take on the New York Knickerbockers in the first round of the NBA playoffs. The Miami Heat will wait for their fate on Friday as they play in the elimination game of the NBA's play-in tournament. 25 points for Tyler Hero, who had to take over after Jimmy Butler left the game with just 19 on 5 of 18 shooting at the end of the first quarter. Jimmy Buckets collapsed down to the ground. He came back up holding his knee. He did stay in the game, but he scored only 12 more points, and there was very clearly something jacked up about him. It is feared that playoff Jimmy has an MCL injury. He will be going for evaluation today, catching that MRI this afternoon to determine if he will be able to play on Friday when the Miami Heat take on the Chicago Bulls in the elimination game. For the 76ers, 23 out of Joel Embiid led all scorers on the 76ers team. Tobias Harris had 9. Kyle Lowry had 7. My dog, Tyrese Maxey. I love this guy's game, man. Hayden Asmari Mario yesterday told us on the show, hey, keep an eye on this guy because I think he's an X factor. Last night, he was just 1 of 6 from 3, but 6 of 16 from the floor with 6 assists to go with 19 points. Kelly Oubre Jr. had a couple of clutch field goals down the stretch. This game was a game to the dying gasp of it. The 76ers also got 20 points, a legacy game from Nick Batum, who went 7 of 12, including 6 of 10 and 5 boards off the bench. 20 points chipped in by Batum. The 76ers again move on to take on the Knicks. The Heat go to the elimination game, and in said elimination game, they will take on the Chicago Bulls, because last night, the Bulls ended the season of the Atlanta Hawks 131-116, your final in that one. You had 30 from Murray, 21 from Bogdanovich, 22 from Young, 22 from Capella, and the rest of the team as a whole got 21 combined points for the Atlanta Hawks. They shot 29% from deep, 45% from the floor, but the 42 points of Kobe White was what Miami needed. They got 22 from DeMar DeRozan. They got 24 from Vucevic. They got 19 from Dosunmu. This Bulls team looked like a playoff team. The problem, 18 combined bench points. Whenever Chicago went to the bench, that was when Atlanta was able to have their starters start to chip away at the total. We're going to talk more about these games later on, but the Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat set to match up Friday night. The winner will be the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs to take on the Boston Celtics in round one tonight. Sacramento, New Orleans, no Zion Williamson. That means the two teams that would be favored in the play-in elimination games both missing their superstars, as Zion is out for the Pelicans, and it looks like maybe potentially Jimmy Buckets could be out for the Miami Heat. How much of an impact does that make? What terrible timing for New Orleans and Miami.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.